often faces unique challenges regarding mental health due to societal stigma, discrimination, and lack of acceptance. LGBTQ+ individuals are at higher risk of suicidal ideation and attempts, often due to social isolation, rejection, or bullying. They experience trauma in various spheres of life due to violence, rejection, and isolation, leading to complex PTSD. And today we have Rahat Sanghavi with us as a guest to talk these things out. Rahat is a mental health practitioner with a master's in psychology, clinical and training somatic experiencing. They have been running a private practice for 4 years, and their current focus is working with people who experience chronic health concerns. They are queer and neurodivergent and bring their values and beliefs into therapy space. And this is Amrita Varshi, your host for today. We welcome you, Rahat.
Hi, thank you for the introduction.
So welcome to the podcast, I'm Fine Season 2. So today we'll be having various things to speak out, to lead awareness, to educate all. And this is my pleasure to welcome you for this episode.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you. So with no further delay, we'll step into the conversation which we're about to have. So the first thing I want to ask is like, how things work out, like explore how social stigma and discrimination against the queer community can contribute to chronic mental health issues.
So chronic mental health concerns or chronic health concerns in general come from a nervous system that's constantly chronically stressed out, which then impacts their just the ability of the body to heal itself. So it impacts the immune system and all the systems that are part of the body, and that's where chronic health starts from. So anyone who is part of a marginalized community, like queer people are, especially in India, they constantly face a lot of day-to-day stressors by just not feeling accepted. So the discrimination, the stigma, it is a form of violence, and their bodies are absorbing that violence. So there is a lot of stress in their body, which is why that then translates into health concerns over time. So that's a very high risk. And in addition to the fact that, you know, because of the fact that there is this high level of stress, there's also a sense of loneliness that the community experiences because there isn't enough representation. It's a very heteronormative society that we live in, so it can feel very lonely, especially for a queer child, because there's not a lot of language to understand themselves. And that's also how I experienced my queerness as a child. I just didn't have like role models or any kind of language around it. So it was something I just dealt with alone. And loneliness is actually one of the biggest risk factors for chronic health concerns, because a person that experiences loneliness is experiencing really high levels of stress, because human beings thrive when we feel accepted, when we feel heard, when we feel cared for, when we know that other people just accept and value us as we are. So not having that and having that sense of loneliness is a huge risk factor for health concerns.
Health concerns, yeah. That really has a different impact of the way the perspective of life changes when things are going out of hand, when we can't express what we need to, and when we don't have the receiver space for it. That's going to be really tough, and that's what many of people are facing now, which is kind of like very, very difficult situation for the both the sides, and it would be really as a very tough factor for the individual who is facing things like that. So it's wonderful answers which you had been saying, how you had the things of coming out, and loneliness is a very big factor which everyone forgets to address the things, because everything happens like, what is loneliness? Everyone is lonely. We have like whole quotes and stuffs to say loneliness. And some people do say loneliness is a myth. That is not there. Just go spend with your family, friends. You won't feel lonely. We have certain misconceptions, misunderstandings regarding the factor. But the depth of the loneliness is something which we can never imagine at all. The depth is very serious than when it comes to the actual situation.
So, you
So,
know what you were saying about loneliness and just spending time with people, there's a big difference between, like, you know, being alone and loneliness. So you could be with a lot of
exactly.
people and still feel a sense of loneliness. And that has a lot
Yes.
more to do with how heard and understood you feel as a person. So if there, even if you're not around a lot of people, if you do feel like someone actually understands you, actually understands your needs, is able to see you as you are, then you're not going to feel as alone. That's what loneliness is, not feeling that. And I think with queer individuals, especially queer children, there is that sense of loneliness because there isn't even that language to talk about it. And so how they're not going to feel understood, they're not going to feel heard. And that is what becomes chronic loneliness over time then.
Yeah, that like that's one thing, like the misunderstand of like heard and understood is a perfect word to explain the phase of everything which goes ahead. So next we'll be having the discussion about the impact of family and societal rejection on queer individuals. So what's your view on it?
I think we already were talking about how important societal acceptance is. And I think out here, what I want to add is that even with the lack of societal acceptance, if there is family acceptance, that's a really big protective factor. So if individuals, we do live in a society that is not, does like queer people don't have the same rights. We're not given our rights right now in this society, and that is a very stressful space to be in. So if you have family members who especially your primary caregivers and close family and friends who are able to show you the kind of love and support that you need, then that's a great protective factor against the feeling of loneliness and then the chronic health concerns that come because of it.
So when you have a person to hold you back, regardless of the situation of how you're gonna face, that would be a really a very great moral strength and support a person can individually face. But when it comes to the bitter part, it is not happening. Like up to now, we are having good awareness, good number of people, good education regarding the stuffs, regarding the societal stigmas. But there is also a lot of concerns where the kids, where the individuals, where the teenagers especially are not having the kind of support. So your view on it, like what should be the thing? Why it doesn't take in the very first place? So what is the thing which is going like little ups and downs over there? Your view.
I mean, I don't know if there's one thing, but I feel like there's just not enough, right, like representation and conversations in media that, you know, that's of course, like the younger generation has access to online platforms, and there's a whole other bubble of, you know, queer support and information and knowledge, but that really is missing for older generations, and that's like comes that increases the gap that allows parents to actually understand and show up for their children. Like a lot of what my family, my parents know about being queer comes from me explaining it to them. In their day-to-day consumption of media, they don't actually get access to that kind of information. So that is something that's definitely missing too. And that's the thing, right? The society is very heteronormative. That is the main way in which we approach life. So it's great that there are more conversations, including, like, you know, this podcast. So just keep having more conversations about it, can help just people understand these experiences more.
So they understand when the respect is something which is more strengthening and much wanted in any sort of conversation or the things which we're gonna take it above. So when we see in day-to-day life, we see some other part, either the understanding part or the respect part would have their imbalance, which often creates a such heartfelt moment to the people, to the teenagers especially. As we spoke on the introduction, the suicidal rates for queer children and teenagers are pretty higher due to their loneliness and social isolations. So this can be, as you said, like thanks to the thing, the podcasts and stuff, which can elevate the raise knowledge and stuff, and which do create and changes which is happening completely on the thing. So what word you would like to add, what word you would love to share to the audience and to the viewers? So something which you want to say, which has moment like you want to share with their heart, to give the support, to share a word of acknowledgement, acceptance.
I'm not sure how to answer that, but I think the one thing I do want to say is that community support is such a huge resource for all of us. So if you can look out and try to find your chosen family and your community of other queer peers and allies, then that is really going to support and help you, and you will feel seen and heard in those spaces.
Spaces. That's really, you know, the supporting thing which holds us together. At the end of the day, you're not alone. We can hear you, and your voice matters, which is something more important, where everyone should be heard at every time of the way, even what the feeling, regardless of whether it's going to be positive or negative. We have people to hear, we have people to support, and that's create a wonderful change among every people be there. And as other individuals, we need to have the base respect, the base understanding, and which is pretty high now, as we college students are very way more matured. The generational gap, which you mentioned earlier, that is so true, because we have an access to wonderful social platforms, which is not with our older generation, and which causes the imbalance. And we, this generation and future generation, are pretty much like way more good in understanding and, you know, accepting, acknowledging stuff in a very huge way. So that creates a very huge positive sign towards the future generation, which we're gonna handle it so beautifully. So thank you, Rahul. That was a one lovely and a wonderful talk. We exchange the conversation, and the things we discussed are something so important where the society forgets to acknowledge and accept. And this is my pleasure to be the host for you and hear the words of knowledge which you've been sharing. And I hope this really helps a lot of people out there. So thank you so much, Rahul. This
Thank
is me,
you.
Amit, signing off. And we'll meet you for the next episode with such more interesting topics. So stay tuned. Thank you so much, Rahul.